God has given me laughter. Abraham took Sarah and all of his household and sojourned in Gerar, in the land of Abimelech, the king. Now Yahweh did for Sarah as he had spoken, and she conceived and bore a son to Abraham in his old age. And Abraham called the name of his son Isaac, and he circumcised his son Isaac when he was 8 days old, as Yahweh had commanded him. Abraham was 100 years old when Isaac, his son, was born. Sarah said, God has given me laughter. Now everyone who hears will laugh for me. Who would have said to Abraham, Sarah will nurse sons? But I have borne a son in his old age. The child grew and was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast for his weaning day. But Sarah saw the son of Hagar the Egyptian playing. She said to Abraham, Drive out this slave girl and her son, so that the son shall not share inheritance with my son Isaac. Abraham was greatly troubled, but God said to him, Do not let it seem evil, this matter of the slave and the boy. In all that Sarah asks, do as she says. For it is through her son, Isaac, that your children will be acclaimed. But the son of the slave woman, a nation will I make of him too. Early in the morning, Abraham gave Hagar some bread and a skin of water, placing them on her shoulder, and he sent her away with the boy. She went off and wandered in the wilderness near Beersheba, and when the water in the skin was gone, she threw the boy under a bush and sat at a distance, a bow shot away. She did not want to see the child die. And sitting there, she raised up her voice and wept. But God heard the boy weeping, and God's messenger called to Hagar and said to her, Fear not, God has heard. Lift up the boy and take him by the hand, for a great nation I will make of him. Then she saw a well of water and filled the...